from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Jeremy White.
I think everybody knows someone that does this, or
I think I know what you're about to say. And
wears shorts every single day, no matter what.
Yes.
And Joe DiBiase.
Everybody knows someone that does this. They wear shorts 365.
Hypothermia? We're like hypospermia.
Listen, if none of my friends are going to do it, I'm going to be the guy that wears shorts all the time.
I don't fear the cold. The cold fears me.
All situations, except like weddings. You know, at that point, lean into it.
He's got a pair of shorts.
You get to the wedding, the bride. What's going on with your buddy there? Oh, he's a shorts every day guy.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on Western New York Sports Giant, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Hey, everybody. Thursday. 2 days from preseason game number one. Olympics still cruising. It's going to rain, though. We got a remnants of a hurricane
again
coming through.
More hurricane remnants.
Yes.
This wasn't a strong hurricane, I don't think.
It's not supposed to be as heavy rain here as other places. Like, it's going to rain, but not as bad.
Okay. Is it going to rain at these preseason games tonight? In New York and New England?
Yeah.
Okay.
That might have some rain.
All right. Both of those games, by the way, tonight at 7. You get some preseason action.
Lions-Giants.
Lions-Giants.
And Patriots.
Patriots and...
Who were they? Were they co-practicing with somebody? I didn't see that.
I didn't see if they were co-practicing. They're playing the Panthers tonight.
Ah,
and that's the game that's on NFL Network. If you're looking for it,
okay.
Patriots -6.5. How do you get to be favored by 6.5 in a preseason game?
You're playing the Panthers.
They're that bad. They're that big a joke.
Would you like Patriots,
other? Though. There's no other spread in the preseason that I've seen that's more than like 3.5.
How'd you feel about taking the Panthers to pick first again, even though they didn't pick because the Bears had their pick?
The Panthers to pick first again.
What have they done to get a lot better? They changed their coach.
Which
that of course can help, but
they got Deontay Johnson.
That's right, and Xavier Legette.
Yeah. That's not a bad receiver core, right? Deontay Johnson, Adam Thielen had a good year, and then Xavier Legette. All right. I think the quarterback does nothing for me, though. Like, I don't... What is he supposed to be good at? He went number one overall, and I watch him, and I just think, what happened here? He's really little. He isn't even that mobile. He doesn't have a big arm. Like, what happened? How did he go? Because he was the quarterback of Alabama?
Maybe.
That's why he went first? It behooves me that, I guess, he must have gone first because of his, what? Like, quarterback, IQ, and, you know, accuracy. Did he get drafted there the same reasons Tua got drafted where he did?
Another Alabama quarterback.
Alabama quarterback that understands the game and is really accurate.
Yeah. Sharp processor is the first thing I'm seeing of, like, we go back. But 5'10".
But 5'10"?
Yeah.
Man. and I think it's really light too, right? Like he's, what's he listed at? His weight, you look at him, he looks like he's 200 pounds. Okay. So I guess that's not that bad. But he, man, he just looks little when he's out there. So
200 pounds is pretty small for an NFL quarterback.
Yeah.
Imagining 280-pound guys chasing after you.
If not them, then who? I guess would be my question. I mean, I think I kind of like them as a bet to finish last second because the owner is just seems like dysfunction is all over that organization.
Other candidates would be the Patriots, who they're playing.
Yeah.
We're
favored by 6.5, so
who else here? Who could be the worst team in football? Who could pick first?
The worst team in football could be the...
I mean, could it all go wrong for a team that doesn't expect to pick first? I mean, Carolina clearly did not expect to pick first because they traded away their first pick and picked first.
Tennessee
is too good to pick first. And their division is too...
You sure?
Yeah, definitely.
What if Levis is really bad?
Then they'll win 4 games. And then that might pick first. Tennessee's not going to pick first.
They have a lot of veterans.
They do have a lot of veterans. They have a new coach who might be bright, maybe not. It's not a bad answer. Who's going to pick first?
Who's better? Is the Giants a better answer than that?
The Giants. Okay. I think that's tough. Aren't they going to beat the Commanders, at least? Could the Commanders finish with the worst record in football?
Let me ask you, what are the Giants who have been featured a lot in... they're playing tonight, too, and they've on the Hard Knocks. What do you feel good about on the Giants right now other than Malik Nabers? Anything? He is a standout, apparently. See with Dan Campbell?
They have a pair of pass rushers that are great. Kayvon Thibodeau and right. Brian Burns, who they just traded for.
That's right. Did you hear what Dan Campbell said about... Malik Nabers?
No.
That he's got athleticism. He's a mix of Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson with the mentality of Odell Beckham.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
High praise.
I was gonna bring something up about Nabers, and you know, we've been watching Keon Coleman very closely.
Yeah.
I wonder what rookie receiver, because we spent a lot of time with a lot of these guys. And whether it was their skill set or their landing spot, right? Let's run down real quickly what you've been hearing about them. All right, we'll get to Coleman. We know him.
Okay.
Marvin Harrison Jr., what's the report?
As advertised.
The only thing I know about him is his weird thing about how you can't buy his jersey.
I think that ended, though.
Are you sure?
As
of earlier this week, you couldn't buy his jersey because of some dispute with the NFLPA.
No, never mind. You're right. 3 days ago, there was an article. You still can't buy his jersey.
It's the kind of article that I don't even care to read. Fine. I'm not going to buy it anyway. I don't need to buy it.
Yeah.
So, Marvin Harrison Jr., okay, as advertised. I do think early at the start of camp, we joked about and kind of flirted with the viral catch counter. Who's got the most viral catches? And that can come down to... You know, the caliber of the catch, Coleman had one. Worthy had the one that was a deep shot from Mahomes. Malik Nabers might be the guy that's actually winning that. The guy who I've seen the most, look at this guy. He catches everything. He's amazing. There's also the built-in, if your quarterback stinks and you're awesome, you're going to be elevated even further. And I think Nabers is getting that because no one thinks Daniel Jones is very good.
Nope.
And Nabers, there was one. So if you saw the highlight of... The day where he got in the fight with the Lions cornerback.
Yeah.
Giants reporters were tweeting out stats and said that he had caught 17 of 18 targets.
Yeah.
And the one he didn't catch was the one he got in a fight.
Yeah.
So like,
yeah. He started swinging.
He's either going to catch the ball or he's going to punch you in the face.
Yeah.
And that's Odell Beckham's mentality, right? Beckham, who did he fight with? The Panthers? Was it Josh Norman?
They went at it for an entire game.
Yes, yes. Fighting.
Go watch the highlights of that. Just those two back and forth, and it's wild they didn't get suspended for like half a year for some of the things that those two did in that game.
So for better or for worse, when Dan Campbell says the mentality of Odell Beckham, you know, maybe that's a half compliment, maybe it's a full compliment. It depends on, you know, how you view Beckham. But Nabers has been absolutely like off the charts from what I'm seeing. This guy's amazing.
Give him at least one on the viral catch counter, because the one from the joint practice a couple days ago where he zooms up the sideline past the corner and then Daniel Jones puts it behind him and he works back to it in the air and catches it for a touchdown. Like you watch him. He's someone where Coleman has this once the ball is in the air. Once the ball is coming towards him, he has a, oh, wow, look at that guy. Like, not necessarily to me when he's running. Neighbors, it's when he's running, it's, oh my gosh, look at this guy. And then he jumps in the air 5 feet and catches it. Oh, like, holy, him. So these are practices, but he looks like the real deal.
Yeah. So that's the Neighbors report. Adunze, I was listening to Bulldog yesterday. He had a Bears guest on. And it was Chris Emma, who covers the Bears for the Score in Chicago. What's going on with Adunze? Like, oh, he looks pretty good. We'll see how good he is down the line. But, yep, you know, he's a rookie, and he's behind two other really good established receivers.
Yep.
So there's that. All right, that's Adunze. Fourth receiver off the board was Brian Thomas Jr.
Yes, I don't know if I've heard a single peep about him.
Very little. Yeah. Very little about Brian Thomas Jr.
I haven't gone looking.
No.
But
it's just not jumping out.
Yeah.
All right, then we've got Xavier Worthy. Have seen
lots.
Some good, some bad. Have seen him blow by guys with his speed. Have seen him knocked off his feet because he's small.
That's probably the only bad we've seen, though, right?
Yeah.
Was the one he just got thrown around.
Right. He got bumped at the line and then bumped by a second guy and knocked off his feet. He's 165 pounds, and
okay,
that's that.
Yeah.
After Worthy comes Ricky Pearsall.
I think he's been hurt.
Haven't heard much.
Yeah.
The biggest thing about him is they must like him enough because they're going to trade Ayuk.
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe they'll trade Brandon Ayuk.
You know, it's not a good sign when I search Brian Thomas Jr. on Twitter and expect, like, Neighbors, I did this. I just, like, oh, let me search Malik Neighbors on Twitter. And boom, there's seven videos of him at training camp looking good. And I searched Brian Thomas Jr. and I've got, like, one kind of route running practice drill and then him talking about how he loves snacks. At his media press conference, and that's it.
Okay,
so that's not a good sign. Pearsall has been injured for most of camp.
Okay,
so
after Pearsall is Leggett, or is there one more in between?
No, I think Leggett was next.
Okay,
yep.
Leggett. Well, the Bills traded out again.
Yeah,
Leggett to Carolina. He got hurt. Then comes Keon Coleman.
Before that, though, I did see that he was struggling a little bit, and he was running with the twos primarily behind some veteran that wasn't Johnson or Thielen. Someone else.
Some schlub.
Okay. Yeah.
Then you get to Keon Coleman. Then it's Ladd McConkey.
Yep.
Who?
He's going high in fantasy. I can tell you that.
People think he's going to get fed the football.
Yep.
You know, there's the
fact. That's because of his situation.
That's
more
right.
More than he's been like, oh, look at Ladd McConkey lighting the lamp. I don't know. Maybe he is having a good camp, but he's getting drafted in fantasy because he's the only show in town.
Yeah. McConkey is going to get fed the ball. Coleman, McConkey. After that, we get to like Jalen Polk.
Okay.
I've seen more highlights of Javon Baker in New England than Jalen Polk.
You know who I'm like looking down the list here? Jalen Polk, Adonai Mitchell.
A little bit. I saw one down the field catch from him in Indianapolis.
Yep. I saw an Indy reporter say he's been better at camp than Alec Pierce,
okay,
who he's battling with. And then the next two guys are the guys I feel like I've seen the most camp buzz about, which were the first two picks of the third round at receiver. Malachi Corley.
I've seen nothing, so congratulations
okay, no,
to
I've
you.
I've seen. Maybe this is my fantasy Twitter, whatever. Malachi Corley's gotten buzz at Jets camp, and then Jermaine Burton at Bengals camp.
Okay, I've seen a little bit of Jermaine Burton.
But there those are the yeah. only other. And then Jalen McMillan.
Jalen McMillan getting a lot of buzz in Tampa. And again, you like to point out fantasy, the ADP, average draft position, of Jalen McMillan has been on the rise quite a bit.
Yeah.
Like, people are buying in on Jalen McMillan. I had a buddy who sought him out in a trade. Went out and got Jalen McMillan because Baker Mayfield has raved about him.
Yeah.
Says he's a stud. Tampa's a team with a couple of older receivers.
That guy, you're going. I'll take all this in. If I'm acting on things that I'm seeing at camp, like, okay, he's having a good camp. Now I've got to go trade for him. Those are treacherous waters.
Yeah.
It's just a little bit.
Is it any different than drafting him with a fourth round pick in your draft other than you need a receiver, but still.
That's fair.
So looking at all these receivers, you know, Coleman, I don't think his expectations are, depends what you expect. That's what I would get to. It depends what you expect. What do you expect from Coleman from this season and this offense?
Well, can I compare him to his peers? Would you, again, this is tough because like you don't know what these guys are going to end up with. Would you take right now him being the third? I mean, I feel like actually this isn't even a good question because I think it would have to be yes, right? You would take him being the third best rookie receiver by yardage.
Was he drafted the sixth?
He was drafted as the sixth.
Yeah, sure. I'd take third.
Yeah.
Behind one of the big two. Or behind some...
Behind Harrison and Neighbors. The thing about... to beat out Adunze, who's behind two other good guys, and Thomas, yep, who hasn't showed anything, and then Pearsall, who at the moment is behind guys, but he's probably going to...
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Take a step up. Well, maybe not. Cooper could go there. And then, so really it becomes, like, the way I just broke that down. I'm not really worried about Thomas because of his situation. Adunze's situation's tough. Like, Coleman and Worthy are the two that, of course, in the trade, they're going to end up maybe being two guys that battle it out for, like, who's going to be the most impressive rookie receiver that's not one of, like, the big two.
Yeah. The thing about Coleman that I, when I say, like, it depends what your expectations are. If you're looking to evaluate him on yards, contribution by touchdowns, by first downs, then maybe he'll stack up, you know, first, third, who knows? We'll have to see how that plays out. But thinking about, we talked about this with Chris Brown yesterday. Chris Brown, who raved about Coleman's football IQ, saying that's one thing that people don't give him enough credit on. You know, you've got the basketball above the rim potential. There's no doubt his hands, he looks like he's got great hands. He catches everything that comes his way. He's huge. So there's a lot to like there. And on expectations, it depends what you expect. The reason, the main reason that those top three went, and we talked about those top three so much, Harrison, Neighbors, and Adunze, was that all three were said to be true number ones. True, they do it all, number one receivers in the league. And that means they run all the routes. I mean, Adunze had a perfect route tree on Matt Harmon's reception perception. He does everything great. Like, that's a Devontae Adams route tree success rate. So the early guys were do everything. Then you had your speed merchants, right? Worthy was one of these. And Troy Franklin was a downfield guy. And even Brian Thomas Jr. was said to be a vertical guy. Is there the potential there to be number one? Maybe, maybe not. There were different ideas. Leggett showed some ability as a big, strong target.
Mitchell was the speed the size, but you just didn't have the numbers.
Yeah, so you had different types of receivers. At the start of the draft, we had the guys that were the true number ones. And then after that, it was kind of, I don't want to say role players, but just, you know, good players. Could they blossom into number ones? Possibly. But you don't see that in their game right now. And that's where I think if you want to have a reasonable expectation for Coleman, if you're doing it on yards and contribution, then that's fine. The one thing I would say to not expect, if you're someone out there that thinks he's going to come in and he's going to make people forget about the last guy that left that people like to, you know, say wasn't good anymore. Some people do. He's not ever going to be that, I don't think. When you're looking at Coleman at camp, I do not think you see a lot. Again, camp is camp. We'll see what happens in the regular season. Without saying he's like Gabe Davis, because he's not like Gabe Davis. He catches a lot more footballs than Davis.
Yeah.
He's more sure-handed. But one thing that Davis never really offered them was stuff in short area. Davis is not running short routes.
No.
And I don't really see a lot of Keon Coleman doing that this year either. I do not think you're talking about a guy that is going to run a ton of short routes. I mean, could they get him on slants? I guess so. Big bodies. Yesterday, talking about how these receiver rooms can be built. You know, our conversations with whoever it is, like whether it's Sal or Chris Brown or Brandon Bean or along the way. Carl Jones talked about this with us as well. The big body receiver like Mac Hollins. Those guys are going to have their value in their role. But the one thing the Bills are maybe a little short on, and this is where Curtis Samuel comes in, is the true separator in short and tight areas. And if you're looking for Coleman to do everything, mm-hmm. I don't think you'll see him do everything. It's Joe Brady's job to put him in a position to succeed and ask him to do the right things. And now that I'm thinking about it, I was thinking about this yesterday, there are two kinds of Coleman catches I've seen at camp. Two or three. But there are two primarily. One, tall, above the rim, basketball, red zone.
Mm-hmm.
And the other catch he makes all the time at camp is the gauntlet drill. He's running across the formation.
Yeah.
He's running across the field, rather. And he's got good speed. He's got good play speed, a big body, and he catches that ball. There's a couple juggling catches on the sideline. That one's one of his viral catches. And
yep.
A term for those kind of catches can be runway routes, where you give a big airplane room to move. He's not a short area, chop, chop 2 feet and open and create separation, but he can create separation when given some runway. So for my expectation for Coleman, I fully believe he can be good to great at what he does. The idea that he'll become something more than that, without saying it's not going to happen, because who knows, I don't think you should be expecting that in year one at all. The full,
no.
Complete everything. He's not necessarily the guy that's going to separate in short order, but he can separate if given enough time.
Is that going to feel like enough?
Depends
if,
on
if
the...
If he just does those couple of things well and like he gets outpaced by a couple of guys on the team, is that going to feel like that's enough?
It depends. Sure, it can be enough. Because I don't want the shortcomings of, if there are shortcomings of the rest of the room, that's not his fault. He's got his job. If you say that that's not enough because they're missing a couple other things, well, then we get to how they're going to address that, you know, in the future. And that's on the GM or the coordinator and how they built the room. But Coleman is not responsible for the rest of the room. The same way that Diggs is not responsible for the fact that Gabe Davis dropped a lot of balls. And behind Davis last year, they had Hardy and Sherfield. Like, that's not Diggs' fault.
Right.
So for Coleman, I'm confident we're going to get a lot of highlight reel catches. We're going to get good contributions, but I'm making sure I know what I'm asking for him. It's kind of like, if I could make a very loose comparison, what do you expect from the Sabres this year? I'd like them to make the playoffs.
Hmm.
Asking them to win the division, probably a little much. And that's Coleman. What do I need from him? I need the contribution as a role player, as a rookie in this offense. He's got to be there. But asking him to be a number one or a guy that goes off for 1,400, like that might be a little much to ask.
Is that, because it might not be his fault. Is it the Bills, though? Like, because as we just like looked through like how all these guys are doing and revisiting like what they were as prospects, Coleman, like, he has these strengths, but he also has these weaknesses that would deter you from expecting him to jump in and say, oh yeah, you guys need a number one. Like, these guys aren't doing their job as much as you thought they would. Don't worry, I got it. Like, he's not going to do that because of some of the shortcomings of his game. But they picked a guy with those shortcomings. They picked a guy that is that type of receiver. And maybe he won't get the blame, but I wonder if the pick or the decision to go with him will get the blame versus, you know, again, this comes down to the who was available when they picked. Would it be different? How different would we sound if it was Leggett on this team right now instead of Coleman?
Not that different.
Doesn't have the speed down the field, vertical, run all the routes type of shortcomings that Coleman did.
I don't think it would sound any different, to be totally honest.
Everything you just said, though, about Coleman not being someone that's going to run on the routes and that can do things in short and can also do things over the top. Like, he's got to do these certain things well because that's what he's good at, and the other things he's not good at, Like, you don't know if these other guys are going to be good players, but that was not a problem with half of those receiver prospects like it was with Coleman.
I don't know that I agree with that. I mean, everybody else had their warts. I mean, Leggett's route tree is not pretty. It's not really any, it's not any better. He's not good against man, not good against press. That's kind of the same thing that was the knock on Coleman coming out. Like, press coverage, you might have a bit of an issue. But, you know, maybe he can be a little bit more of a bully. And it's one thing the Bills are able to do quite a bit, or at least they think they can do, and they've shown to do it from time to time. They polish up some raw prospect into something quite a bit nicer than he is. They've done their pro development, their player development, on a number of their players. And I would imagine they're attempting to do that with Coleman. It is interesting, as we talk about getting ready for preseason game number one, Allen was asked about playing in the preseason, and one thing we've speculated is, well, maybe they'll play him a lot so he can get receiver chemistry, right? Get chemistry with these receivers. Allen said he doesn't know how much he's going to play, and then he said he doesn't think it's necessary. He wants to, but he doesn't think it's necessary. So, you know, where do you come down on that? Josh wants to, but says he doesn't feel like he needs it.
I mean, it's probably not necessary. Right?
If it's not necessary, what do I do? On the conversation about chemistry with Coleman, if you're thinking he needs that Saturday, I feel like the quarterback doesn't think he does. Couldn't hurt. Uh-huh. Well, unless you get hurt. So anyway, all these receivers, fun to think about what he could be, what he could become. And how the it really comes down to how they will use him. If you're looking at some of these better offenses, these other offenses in the league that we love to watch, like Tyreek Hill, he does everything to a point, right? Like, he's an incredible receiver.
He does mostly everything.
It's mostly speed. Right? Yeah. They're not asking him to, you know, plow through guys. They're not throwing him jump balls. There you go. They're not throwing Tyreek Hill fade patterns because they wouldn't ask him to do that because that's not what his game is. It's all about asking your guys to do the right things. In San Francisco, Debo and Ayuk are different receivers. They don't ask Ayuk to do the same things that Debo does, and they don't ask Debo to do the same things that Ayuk does. So it's about specialization to a point. And for me, the expectation on Coleman comes down to how good they are at getting that right, which is going to be a work in progress.
Yep.
Last day of training camp today. Last day. How about it?
Last day of camp, and then we are right into the preseason pledge.
Yes.
You're into the I'm going to have a tough time. But maybe by Saturday at 1, I'll have it. I'll have it down. But can I can't do it with specialized, like, just for the receivers? No. Pledge?
Who? Who could you possibly?
All the receivers.
In the entire league?
No, just the Bills. Just the Bills. It's got to be consistent, though.
I'll tell you who the preseason has mattered for so far is Chase Claypool, because he hasn't played. Chase Claypool's not been at practice at all.
Big preseason for K.J. Hamler. That's what I'm saying.
It really might be based on the return game.
Yep.
All right, Jeremy and Joe, you can give us a call if you want, 803-0550 on, you know, expectations for Coleman. First look at him in a Bills uniform in a game likely comes on Saturday against the Bears. And Caleb Williams, I don't know if we see DJ Moore or not, but the Bears, the interesting Bears. You can give us a call on any of it if you'd like, 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. We also have news out of Cleveland on a stadium, potentially.
Yep.
That is,
or stadium options.
It's annoying in two different ways. So we'll get to those. Very annoying in two different ways. Carolina, New England tonight, Detroit, and the Giants tonight. Tomorrow, you've got three preseason games, Houston, Pittsburgh, Atlanta, Miami, Philly, Baltimore. Off we go into the preseason and hope that nobody gets hurt. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.